There are three allotments in Tralee, in Moidirwell, in the Rahanoon Shanakil area, and in Marion Park. They provide a huge outlet for people and for nature. Noreen White of the Tralee Allotment Steering Committee and member of Transition Kerry, an organisation which helps communities build sustainability, explains why they're so important.
I see the allotments as a whole education centre. It's like a people's horticultural college, and all the benefits of college life exist here. You know, you have the social interaction, you have the learning, you have the celebrations. It's an outdoor gym as well for people. You know, they have all the physical activity. So the benefits are, you know, and all the research demonstrates that being in the environment, out in nature, connecting with nature, even for 30 minutes a day, is wonderful. There's huge health benefits in that. Mm-hmm. So that's really why Transition Kerry would support allotments. Also, it is a great arena to look at the environment and all the issues around the environment. It encompasses so many things.
Mm-hmm. It's good, obviously, as you say, in terms of your own well-being, to be out and gardening and interacting with other people and doing something and achieving something. How do you think it benefits the environment?
There are so many issues around the environment. You talk about food security, you have food waste. All of those issues can be addressed. Water management, you know, tapping into the rainwater, saving rainwater, how to reuse water and save it. And the whole biodiversity. Even here, if you look at Moidirwell, we have vegetables. We have trees, we have water, we have flowers, we have everything that will benefit biodiversity.
In an urban setting, which is important.
In a totally urban setting, totally encompassed by housing around it. You know, so it's great in that sense.
Yeah. We are not great at growing veg in Ireland, and a lot of veg growers are actually getting out of the business. Do you think we need to go down that road of growing our own veg and being a little bit more self-sufficient?
I think we're probably unfortunately, maybe two generations away from having a back garden or coming from a rural area into an urban area. And we have lost a certain connection with nature and growing our own vegetables. I think we do need to go back to that. And I think that is one of the attractions of the allotments. You know, people want to come and they want to grow their own spuds. You know, if they have a memory, a folk memory of it, of the flowery spuds in the beginning of May or June, you know, that's wonderful. So I think we need to go back. We need to be able to provide locations for people and learning for people, you know, so that they can come and learn how to do it themselves, you know.
Yeah. Because it can be kind of frightening if you haven't done it without someone there to say, this is how you do it. It can be hard to start.
It can, yeah. And even very simply in their own back garden, there's a woman here and I was talking to her one day and she said, you know, I have a bucket outside my thing and I put in some spuds there and they're growing beautifully and I just love sitting watching them. So you can do it very simply as well as, you know, in a whole allotment bed here as you have it here or in a back garden. So it's possible. We just have to grow it. Do it.
Mary Cahill works with North East West Kerry Development and is involved with the Rahanan Shanakil allotments. She says the allotments are an oasis for nature in an urban area and appeal to all age groups.
We have from the mid-20s upwards. It's like everybody's into it, especially the younger generation. They're more into it because they're being taught at school, you know, we have to be more sustainable, we have to protect the climate and environment and just to get out there and be more self-sufficient. There is an awful lot of food wastage and water wastage, and it's something we have to learn because our kids are growing up and they're not going to have the benefit of what we had, and they're losing a little bit more every year. So it's a great facility and it's a great opportunity.
In terms of how it benefits the environment, you talk about food security and knowing how to be sustainable. What other benefits do you see to an allotment in an urban area?
You could not get more urban than Rahanan Shanakil because there's a giant construction of concrete around us. We have pollinators, which are massively important because we saw a reduction in that hugely the last couple of years, but they're coming back slowly. We have butterflies that we haven't seen, and actually Ian McGregor from Gert Brack, he actually spotted a blue butterfly which has not been seen in nearly a decade, he said, and we have an influx of them up there. We have the bees are coming back. Even if you're driving a car in the evening now, you'll see that you have midgets on the windshield, something that we never had for the last 5 years, and now you have to wash the car because there's midgets all over us. But you know, it's small things like that, but they're essential to the environment, and they're essential to the economy in its own way, because without the environment there is no food, without the food there is no economy. And it's a knock-on effect all the time.
We're all interconnected.
We are, absolutely. And we just don't realise it until the midgets are gone, the butterflies are gone, the moths are gone, even the flies are actually going somewhat. But it all makes a difference. And if you don't have one, it has a knock-on effect for the next thing.
Yeah. So it's almost like an oasis, really, in the middle of a kind of an urban jungle.
It's a huge urban jungle. I mean, we have Rahanan, which is 90 houses. We have Shanakil, which is 200 odd houses. Then we have the Killeens and the Cushkillas and Lisluis and Lisrua. And it's a huge, huge development. There's easily 1,200 houses up there in that area. And then you have this little oasis mm-hmm. of greenery. And there's people there, and it's a great meeting place, and it's just, it's amazing.
Teresa Elamalou is a family support worker with the Tralee Family Resource Centre. The centre provides support services to asylum seekers, refugees and broader immigrant communities. Teresa says the allotments provide a chance to integrate and socialise, learn to grow food and reduce their carbon footprint.
It has been very good for the project for our women's group, because we have women from all different nationality living in Tralee and getting help from our services. So a great way to bring them together. And for people that have left countries, that come from farming background, that have no space, that live in apartment blocks and they have no space to grow things, or have no idea how to grow things in the new weather that they are living. I suppose learning what works, what grows, how it grows, and learning how to even grow the things, because you have different seed from your own country and different vegetable, you know, seeing what works, or bringing seed from home and see, will it work here? And it was all experimenting for us. And we then, the project, we link up with the allotment, and we undergo different training that we're offering through the allotment project here. And we learn a lot. We learn recycling. We learn composting. We learn how parents going home from the group, how they can compost their waste food, what could be composed and what could be disposed. So it was all learning process for us. And we have been keeping our growing going well, and we've been encouraging members in our group to grow in their back garden. If they don't have space, they can use buckets to grow their own things, to grow herbs on their windows thing, and it has been very, very beneficiary for people.
Tell me, what are you growing here in the allotment?
The most famous thing will be the chard, the sweet chard, because most people like the fresh veg to cook in their home. And we grow potato. Growing Irish potato was amazing, you know, eating the fresh Irish potato, not from Dunstore or any of the shop. The taste is so different.
And in terms then of what you can grow, you mentioned herbs, if you have a windowsill or if you have a little balcony or your back garden, what are your members growing? What are you coming across?
We grow the basil and the coriander. We grow the oregano and mint, very popular. Mint is very popular on the island. Have been so good welcoming us into this community. But if we don't start from now to do little steps, we will be having more people relocating to country like Ireland that have been affected by climate change. So the most information we're sending out there to our own members is to encourage people to do their little that they can do to help the environment.
Yeah, because some countries are being more affected by climate change already.
Yes, they are. They are. And most of us will come from those countries. So how can we help people back home is starting doing little step from here to help people back home as well.
So if you want to do your bit for nature, consider growing your own veg in an allotment, or if you have the space in your garden or balcony, you'll have nutritious food and reduce your carbon footprint.